Five, four, three, two, one. I'm John Miglosh for the Wisconsin DMA and the International Society for Strategic Marketing. Okay, we got a lot of little stories today, so let's start with something silly.
I agree, Carol. Cats are just like people. We need the dessert. What's this?
Where are the mini swirls? The fun witches.
You said get the ice cream, so I got the ice cream.
Oh, boy.
Not the fancy ice cream.
No, the fun ice cream.
Fun ice cream. We're fun people, Tom.
We are?
Talk about a teachable moment.
Blue Bunny Mini Swirls. So much flavor. So much fun. So hoppin' good.
NRA is launching a $2 million campaign to oppose Biden gun control agenda. I don't know what all that means. Doesn't matter to me. But down here, I highlighted $500,000 will be dedicated to direct mail. Yay! In Wisconsin. Yay! All right. So I'm not sure what that'll be, but watch your mailboxes if you live in those remote states that everyone makes fun of. Okay, that's enough of that. Here's a good article, how QR codes have breathed new life into direct mail. And Andy, I think this is pretty fun. It's well written. I highly recommend it. QR codes. This is, you know, geez, these things just won't die, will they? No, they won't. And Andy, this is a pretty good article. I like it. I've always taken interest in new technology, and I'm just old enough to remember when the QR codes were first introduced. Yeah, I remember going through Gulf Magazine, or it was Gulf Digest, one of the two, and like every ad had a QR code in it. And you know, you had to download a special app for your phone, which most people didn't do. And you had to have, you know, your phone had to have be online to go to the link. London Underground buildings, they had ad campaigns in the underground where the Wi-Fi wasn't even there. And so a lot of things got in the way. It just didn't work much at all. And that's normal. And it's especially normal with apps you have to install special. You know, I heard a cataloger at NMOA talk about how they did an information app special for their catalog so that any image of any product in the catalog, you could get extra information, video and all this. And they did tons of work to get it done. And when the catalog launched, and inside they had all kinds of information about it. When the catalog launched, they got zero downloads. Nobody wanted to download it. So when I see articles about AR, that's augmented reality and stuff, and all you have to do is use this special app, it's not built into your phone, don't do it. Don't go there. It's not time yet. Wait till one of them wins out, Microsoft buys them or something. And it looks like I'm having trouble with my Wi-Fi streaming. I'll put a link. I'll make sure it's up on YouTube if it's choppy, because I'm seeing on net or on LinkedIn it's definitely choppy. We'll see what happens. Anyway, we'll get you a smooth version somehow, because I do record these every day. Anyway, so when Google started building it into the Android app, that was kind of revolutionary breakthrough. And now I understand they've built QR code reader into Chrome 88. And I don't know. I've always wondered why I couldn't like somehow read a QR code if it was in an ad online. You know, I could take my phone and get it, but I want to keep it on my computer. So I guess they've changed that in Chrome. So anyway, test it if you want. But when we've tested it, we've always gotten more responses with the QR code than without. Gets you from the physical world, billboards, screens, direct mail into the digital world, so you can place your order. Okay. Anne Klein is going to do a catalog. I don't know what that image is about. Maybe it's the cover. Anne Klein are doing a new print catalog, and they are serious about it. New print catalog. They're doing a print run of 200,000 pieces. 200,000. With a third of the catalogs going to existing customers. I wonder how they get that. I don't think they sell direct, but they must, okay? So they've got like 70,000 customers, and two-thirds are going to likely prospects. I would say that's not anywhere near enough pieces even to test a concept. So they're not that serious. If they would have called me, I would have said, you know, that's on the chintzy end. Let's win some more money from digital. So if they did this right, and this is what we'll be talking about on the webinar, we'll be talking about how they could have set this up to ensure that they saw the value of this print run. You know, so at a buck a piece, that's a $200,000 test. For a national advertiser, that's nothing. That's not even peanuts. And for them, and likely, you know, they're getting some press about it, but likely it won't make a ripple in the pond, and they won't have set up the right procedure to actually validate the ROI. So it's crucial when you finally get this opportunity. This is a mistake we made back in the 90s with the USPS. We had the USPS salespeople go out and pitch mail to national advertisers, and we landed a bunch of them: Anheuser-Busch, Oakley, Kaiser Permanente, Circuit City, Panasonic, lots of them, a lot more than that. And they all tried mail, and they mailed something. They had their ad agency mail something. It was not well done. It didn't work. I don't think any of them kept mailing. Because you got to, if you're going to do it right. Find somebody who knows how to do it right. And that's the message of today. Now, I have another article called Purpose and Value. I've been sitting on this for literally weeks. And I just can't figure it out. It tries to explain why purpose creates value, but then there's a question mark on it. And it talks about this interaction of purpose, which is like, I want to feed the world, and mission. We're going to have low prices on our junk food or something. We'll create addictive junk food so we make a lot of money so we can give a lot to charity. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to move purpose into mission. But the best part about the article, I think, is it talks about normally businesses do not start with a purpose. Many of us humans and many businesses do not have a purpose other than to have a comfortable life and have enough money. And I think that's kind of true. You know, what used to be fun at cocktail parties to say, and what brought you into junk mail? And if they weren't offended enough to walk away right then, you'd get an interesting story about how their uncle or their cousin or their neighbor said, hey, you want to do, you know, you want a marketing job? And then they'd end up licking envelopes or something, running an inserter, and then getting into sales or writing a couple of pieces of copy and thinking, hey, this is an interesting way to make a living. Or maybe they were shown how testing can solve everything. That was my experience, and all of a sudden I was hooked. So I like that part. I like meandering is not all bad. I'm not suggesting meandering is all bad. That was a funny, convoluted way of saying it. Most of us meandered along and got where we got going. But purpose is about the company and the outside world and what the company stands for. Mission and vision are more internal. I would say that the reason that mission and purpose bring value, they won't overcome a bad product, but they will get your employees excited and maybe your customers excited. And that'll give you a little extra time to figure it out. And so that's always worthwhile, right? And so our mission here is to reignite direct mail, to show the world that mail is the most cutting edge, most information rich medium available today. Much better than trying to guess who's going to buy next in the next minute. It doesn't matter, because you can't predict that on your own self, much less on a big group of people. And some of the tools are going away, which means you got to go back to the basics, which are a good product, a good offer, good service, good delivery. And that's what we're about. That's our mission, our purpose, direct marketing. Okay, purpose is, in a sense, is the why, vision is the what, and mission is the how. Okay, so anyway, if you subscribe to WDMA, you can see the whole article out there in the show notes that are up every day. Have a great day. Like and share. Your friends will know you're smart.